from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Only Mike Tomlin, although we do have other coaches that we look forward to hearing. Dan Campbell, also unique. Mike McDaniel, and he was weighing in on Wednesday about the revelations regarding Tua Tagovailoa and his former coach, Brian Flores, the one that predated McDaniel there with the Dolphins. Jim Harbaugh, he hears angels singing when his quarterback returns to practice. And I do love how he raves about his players. He's so loyal to his players, believes in them to the hilt. And while he isn't going to take it easy on his guys, and he isn't a coach that you would say is cut from a more progressive cloth, I was looking for the right word, without being politically incorrect, I do think that Harbaugh is one of those guys that athletes love to play for because he believes in them fiercely, will stick up for them, will defend them, and always expects not just winning, but individual performances. I do appreciate that high standards, high expectations often mean that coaches, managers, bosses, colleagues, fans, they believe in us. And so what I tell myself about high expectations is that if there were no expectations, well, maybe it would be more indicative of the fact that people don't think you are capable of doing anything great. So high expectations, they're a good thing. It means they see potential in you. And coaches, I think the best coaches have high standards and high expectations and aren't going to settle for less. They have a standard of excellence that they believe their athletes, their peeps can attain. And that's kind of what I see with both Harbaughs, but Jim specifically. And then he does love to rave about his people when they perform and meet or outperform those expectations. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I am pleased to say I've recovered from my pre-show snack. I tried to pop my popcorn in the mini fridge instead of the microwave. Just a side note, it did not work. But I've recovered from that. You can find me online at A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and our phone number, 855-212-4227. Different than what we were doing this time last morning, when we were going through why we love radio and you were sharing some of your stories, your anecdotes, your memories with us. That was really neat. It was a cool aberration, not something we do on a regular basis, but in honor of National Radio Day this week. So after attempting to pop my popcorn in the mini fridge. I've rallied. I hope you rallied as well. Good Thursday morning to you. We are much closer to the weekend. And Joey Votto riding off into the sunset. Just to cap what I was talking about before the top of the hour, he announced his retirement, deciding that he's ready to walk away. A bittersweet for him. He's a baseball lifer, a baseball lover, and we love him back for what he's brought to the game. Six-time All-Star, Gold Glover, and he was the 2010 MVP in the National League, played his entire career in a Reds uniform until just this past few months. Of course, he was in the Blue Jay system for a bit. 17 seasons, though. And I have no doubt he would make an excellent broadcaster. I hope that's where we see him pop up, but maybe he doesn't have that desire. He is a talker, though. Give him that. Every time he's been mic'd up, I've really enjoyed the conversations where he's been mic'd up during games. Also been talking about, you know, history watch. What these final 5 weeks could mean for Aaron Judge, Ellie De La Cruz. Some of you weighing in on social to let us know you're on board or you're not on board with the over-unders we set. Manny, would you like to remind the peeps our over-unders? So for Aaron Judge sitting on 47 home runs, 10 more than the closest in the American League. And actually, just as a side note, Juan Soto hit a home run against the Guardians at Yankee Stadium yesterday as well, and he's got a career-high 36. So if he and Aaron Judge can offer that protection to one another in the Yankees lineup, it's a big deal. So this game, not particularly close because of the power surge by the Yanks. But yeah, you've got Soto and then Judge and then Giancarlo Stanton. And we've seen kind of in different iterations in the lineup. But I do like the protection. If Soto's hitting well, if Judge is hitting well, if Stanton, who doesn't necessarily hit for average, but is sitting on 20 home runs himself, if he can stay healthy and he can provide any kind of pop, any kind of legitimacy, well, then you don't have to worry about swapping those guys out in the lineup. I do think that if Judge continues on the pace that he's on, both he and Soto are hitting better than 300 and are home run threats. In fact, combined an 8 RBI for them against the Guardians. So all 8 RBI against Cleveland yesterday. If they're doing that, well, then Aaron Boone has the option. How do you put these guys in the lineup? Well, we've seen Judge in various places in the hitting order. But pitchers will start to pitch even more so around him if he continues on this torrid pace. It's just that you get punished for that as an opposing pitcher if you try to avoid Judge only to run into a Soto or a Stanton. So 47 right now. 62 is the American League record. That was a couple of seasons ago for him in his MVP campaign. And what do we say, Manny? We both believe that he will be over the previous American League record, but that he will not get to 70.
Yes, that's right. We also put a number of 67 home runs, and we both took the under with that. So, Yes, breaking the American League record, but less than 70 home runs.
Fewer than 70 home runs.
I am sorry.
You don't have to be sorry.
English is my second language.
True. However you wear it well. I'm one of those sticklers about less versus fewer. Do you know how many times I'm listening to the radio and someone will employ the wrong word? So here's how you do it. Less is if you can't count the item.
I can't do that either.
Less time, less sugar. Presumably you're not going to be counting every single
grain of sugar.
Grain of sugar.
I might.
So less sugar, less salt, less... less football, right? Because football refers to a sport, so you can't count it. You can't delineate football. Oh. We're not talking about games specifically. We're talking about just the sport of football. Less football. If you say football games, it's fewer games. Fewer home runs. Fewer shows that we work together.
I'm a great time.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, fewer if you can count them. If you can count them on your fingers. I mean, you need more hands and fingers to count Aaron Judge's home runs right now. Less laughter from Kawhi Leonard. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. There's some of those that are pet peeves of mine. There, there, and there. Do you know how to tell a newer generation sending you posts on social? Is if they don't know the difference between there, and there.
Yeah, it's rough. There, and there.
Yours, it's not that rough.
Your. And the twos also. It's pretty rough on it's a pretty rough showing on my generation and what the education system did to us.
Are you, there's a education system to blame, is there?
Oh, yeah.
It's really not that hard. Your, if it's you are, it's got the apostrophe. If it's two words, you are, it's got the apostrophe.
I was a journalism major.
Your is possession, as in your hat that you're wearing right now.
Y-O-U-R.
It's not you are hat. It's just your hat. If I say you're in the control room, you are in the control room. If I say your hat, it's just yours. It's possession.
Your hat, Y-O-U-R-E.
All right. What did I say about fewer times that we work together? Stop it. No after hours swag for you. 855-212-4227. If you too have a pet peeve when it comes to people who don't know the difference between there and your. Yo.
Never say never, but never.
You miss what I just said. It's a one and only thing. It'll probably never happen again because I am not cool. Did you miss what I said?
I did, but I'll clip it.
I wonder how many people. Yeah, you might have to. You were dropping audio over it, which is fine because I probably shouldn't have said it. Oh, my gosh. It's become the hour of the morning where my V-chip is starting. Has started to malfunction. What? Come on. You've never said that word in your life? Also, like I say, it was kind of my feeble attempt, my humorous attempt to be somewhat cool. I'm not cool in any way. There's nothing cool about me. And I actually don't mind that. I'm okay with not being cool. But your face... It was totally worth it.
Should I play it back for the masses?
No, not at this point. You should make people think about it for a minute. It's theater of the mind. Let them try to feel, let them try to remember or go back if you have playback on your radio and see whether or not you can hear it.
I got an idea.
Do you? Hey, did our fellow colleague, our fellow employee show up yet? Or is that a negative Ghost Rider? Looking out the window to find out if his name also starts with B, to find out whether or not he's here. Because it's slightly annoying, I'll just be honest, to go and voice my CBS, it's not called CBS anymore, to voice my Sports Minute, only to know that there's no one in the newsroom to make sure that it gets distributed to the affiliates. Manny is going out to investigate. So I guess I can continue to drop other words that will shock him. Nothing, no sign. What are the chances he's still sleeping?
I would hate that.
That doesn't answer my question. What are the chances that he's still sleeping?
Very uncharacteristic, so I think slim.
But did he text you to let you know that he's running behind?
No.
See, that's a problem. Because generally, when he is running behind,
yeah,
which happens now and then, it's a hazard of working early mornings. Well, generally when that happens, he sends... up a warning flare to let people know. But the issue is, of course, that there's been no warning flare. Now, I did see another colleague of ours walk into the control room to speak to you. Is he also concerned?
Yes.
Slightly.
Yes, slightly.
Should we send out the cavalry to search?
I think we're getting there.
Are we? All right. Well, keep me posted. I'm just going to go ahead and do my thing and not worry about the fact that my Sports Minute may not have been distributed to the stations. You know what that means? Little behind-the-scenes shop talk, Manny. Do you know what that means? That in the system will be a Sports Minute from Wednesday morning, not Thursday morning, which means there are stations that are completely automated that will play the dated Sports Minute. Guess who that reflects on? Guess who looks like a fool? Yep, that would be me. Manny's afraid to say anything right now. That's the problem. Is that people are going to hear a sports minute that's dated. And they're going to think, well, she's a dope. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Why am I hearing her sports minute from 24 hours ago? Amy must have screwed up. All right, I'll take it. I'll take it across the chin or the shin. If you're Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan, across the shin. We now have three, count them, three rookie quarterbacks who will be starting week one in the NFL. There was no segue there. It was just completely abrupt. Bo Nix, little kept secret, of course, because he was taking the first team reps with the Broncos over the last week. But he earns the starting nod until you'll hear his reaction. What else do I want to do? Ooh, Bryce Harper, Braves and Phillies. That's coming up. Can the Atlanta Braves stay relevant? That's the big question now with so many injuries. And so we're going to head to Atlanta and ask Sandra Golden, who's not only a friend, but also co-host of the morning show on our Atlanta affiliate. So we'll check in with her coming up. Phillies and Braves generally should be a race at this time. But man, it's tough to withstand the types of injuries that we've seen for the Braves, both their pitching rotation as well as their lineup. Right now, the gap is 7. Plus Falcons. See, lots to talk about Atlanta sports. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Yo, 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 bitches.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
You know, anytime you can add a dog, really, to your group and have them be able to come and be a part of that, that is exciting. I think we have excitement for that. I think he has excitement for that. I think a couple of our players that actually know him personally have excitement for that. His reputation precedes himself.
The voice of Raheem Morris talking about the Falcons pulling off a trade for Matthew Judon and adding a pass rusher to a defense that has had almost no pass rush over the last several seasons. So it's a new era, a new day for the Falcons defense and also Atlanta football potentially. Lots of turnover, but plenty of people believing Raheem Morris could be, maybe, to the Falcons what D'Amico Ryans was to the Texans last season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Really excited to welcome my friend and longtime Atlanta radio host, Sandra Golden, from our affiliate 92.9 The Game, getting ready for that morning show. But it doesn't start for another, 90 minutes? So you're up early for us. Thank you, Sandra.
Girl, I have the best shift in radio. I don't go on until 9 a.m.
What? Not any Eastern
time? I know.
Isn't
it the greatest?
I thought you started at 7. When did that happen?
No, I had to say, I'm not doing that anymore, because that's when you're the old lady in the group. You just say, like, can I please sleep in a little bit? So I'm 9 to 11. It's the greatest. But I'm up anyway, and I'm so glad to be on with you. And from what you just said, all I have to say is from your mouth to God's ear that Raheem Morris is to the Falcons what D'Amico is to Houston. Yes, please.
Well, thank you for correcting me. When did you make that change, girl? You're not old, by the way.
We just celebrated 2-year anniversary in Atlanta on the Steakhouse, Steak Shapiro. You remember,
yes.
You coming in and just love you. And shout out to your producer, Manny, who has a great voice and is the nicest human I've ever spoken to on the phone.
Oh, awesome. Manny, how about
right?
that?
Yeah.
He's juggling a lot of different balls in there right now, so that's good. I'm glad to hear it. Okay, so how much excitement is there for the Falcons with Raheem, the contract given to Kirk Cousins, of course, the defense adding a pass rusher, just in general, feeling like that NFC South is wide open?
It's so true. I will go in order. Raheem is like the guy that just takes the baton and leads the parade. His energy is contagious. Energy doesn't win football games, but when you don't make the playoffs for 6 straight years, and the mood in that building, with all due to Mr. Arthur Smith, you know, everybody can't be the happiest guy in the land. We get that. But when you're not and you're strict and your energy isn't there and you don't win, it doesn't work. So Raheem has the players believing, has everybody happy and ready, and it's go time. Terry Fontenot, their relationship, the GM, is incredible. And, you know, they haven't played a game yet. Having said that, I would prefer, and I guess most people out there would prefer to work for somebody, to play for somebody that I want to follow up a mountain. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
that energy is palpable.
Absolutely. And I know that the Falcons maybe surprised some people with the drafting of Michael Penix, but
yeah,
Kirk Cousins notwithstanding, he's the best free agent QB they could have come up with. So how confident that he can be the missing piece?
He is the missing piece so far. And that those are two different storylines, if you will. Okay, so when Kirk Cousins came here and drafted him, paid him $180 million to come here. He left Minnesota on the record. He left Minnesota when Minnesota said, we're likely going to draft a quarterback. So then he gets here, and all he has done has been incredible. And which now transfers into all of a sudden Falcons in free agent. It's a free agent August here, Amy, in terms of Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons. I mean, they just pulled off a coup the second week of training camp. I mean,
yes,
this is something else. Both of those players said they would not have come here without Kirk Cousins. So that's
wow,
the difference. You know, so word on the street is he's the difference maker. That's a Drake London difference maker. That's a Kyle Pitts difference maker. That is a Bijan Robinson. When everybody is like, oh, this is what it looks like to have a quarterback in camp that gets us the ball and can run an offense so efficiently. So that's kind of what's happening here. Those two pieces on the defense, just pictured, I don't know how much you let weigh in the top 100, the NFL top 100 that they put out. And I kind of give it credence because the players vote on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The highest rated Falcon was 88, I believe, which was Chris Lindstrom.
Wow.
Matthew Judon walks in at 35. Justin Simmons walks in at 57. They're the two best players voted on by the players as they walk in the building.
Mm-hmm.
So they're thrilled. And the pass rush, I mean, it's been how many years since John Abraham was here?
Right.
Matthew Judon gets up at the podium and says, don't even focus what I'm going to do. Watch Grady Jarrett. I'm going to get Grady Jarrett more. So he has got this renewed energy. So, yeah, Falcons are going to the Super Bowl. That's what I'm trying to tell you. February 9th.
Wow. Okay. Well, on the morning of August 22nd, you can write that down from Sandra Golden at 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. Make sure you say that on your own show coming up a little bit later on this morning. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. All right, so the pass rush in desperate need of what Matthew Judon brings to the table. We know that Raheem Morris has the energy. Kirk Cousins brings the chops at quarterback. What about the division then, the NFC South?
Well, I will tell you that in Vegas, if they know anything, not only did the win total go up, but they are the heavy favorites now to win the division. So you've got Tampa, Baker Mayfield, New Orleans, and Carolina. The Falcons have the easiest schedule. That's said by the NFL. That's not said by Sandy Golden, third person Thursday. So that we're taking the division. That's not even an issue. So there you go.
All right. I know you are a Florida State Knoll, and I know you get really excited about college football. So which is bigger right now, the opening of the football season in the college ranks, because that's coming up this weekend, week zero, or what's on the horizon with the Falcons?
The Falcons is the hot, sexy girl at the dance, if you will, for sure. For me personally, I cannot wait till Saturday, but I'm having a hard time in Atlanta, Amy, because Georgia Tech. And I love Georgia Tech, too. I'm trying to be like a good old community person, but I'm hearing a lot of noise. You know, that line, did you know that line? You probably didn't because no one cares. 13.5, that thing started at for FSU, and it is down to 10.5 now because all of a sudden Paul Feinbaum has to mouth off about FSU and all of us whiny fans. So I'm like, oh, everybody just must be jumping on. Okay,
own it.
How we're going to do it.
Own it, Sandra.
I will, girl. Give me some tissue. I'm whining.
What's your favorite thing about college football?
It is part of my lifestyle, and it's much more than what happens between, you know, the yard lines. It is part of our culture here in the South, and I grew up sitting on my daddy's knee when I was probably 7 years old. Mm-hmm. This is the truth. And we were rooting for Florida State. So it's a culture here in the South. And I know a lot of folks in the Northeast especially don't get that. My co-host, Steak Shapiro, who's from Boston, is like, what is going on here? You know, when he first got here. So it's just a different, it's a way of life. And I'm so thankful for it because what a wonderful thing to be doing. You know, college football, out with your friends, tailgating in small towns, you know, small town USA. It's incredible. Mm. I love it.
I do credit my time in Oklahoma for teaching me why it's a lifeblood, why it's so important to not just communities, but really entire regions of the country. And so as much as it was hard for me, I had culture shock when I moved from where I was working in New England to Oklahoma, nearly sight unseen. I now understand what it means, what college football means to people in different parts of the country. So I wouldn't understand had I not lived it for four plus years. And then I married into a Longhorn family. It's a good thing I know what I'm talking about because they might not have accepted me as family if I couldn't talk college football. I'll tell you that
much.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah. Might not have. It's no ring on finger, girlfriend. I mean, thank goodness.
Ouch.
That was the final test. That probably was the first. How is married life? I'm so excited for you.
Well, 8 months in, it's kind of crazy that we realize, we look back to a year ago and think we barely knew each other.
Oh, but you know what? When you know, you know. And that's the wonderful thing about this age that, you know.
We're so old.
Things that matter later in life. Mm. It's kind of cool. You know when you know.
Yes. Well, he was worth the wait. All right. So, Sandra, let's talk a little baseball because I'm not sure what else could possibly go wrong with the Braves. Where is their staying power? Give it to me.
Oh, you mean the Island of Misfit Toys, the Atlanta Braves? Yeah. You know, I'll point to Brian Snitker, who is very Bobby Cox-esque as manager. And as long as you have Chris Sale, Ronaldo Lopez, Max Fried, you're still in this thing. You know, 0-for-6 last night with runners in scoring position. They were up until the 8th. So It's just, it's I don't know how you sustain it. If you can get in the playoffs, you know as well as anybody, it's a lot of times not the best team in baseball that wins. It's just getting there. I don't know how you sustain what you've lost. I mean, I just feel like every win, you just have to cross your fingers. And I got to tell you, it kind of makes it a lot of fun. My husband and I screaming on the couch last night, you know, yelling at the TV. But I just have to thank God that football season is only a couple days away. I don't know how they sustain this. I don't know how you do it.
I got to ask you this question. I do not mean to rain on any parade, but just for perspective purposes, I'm sure you remember in the 90s when the Braves had all that talent, the Hall of Famers, they end up winning just the one World Series. Because there are certainly franchises out there that would give anything to win a World Series, right? But it felt like for a lot of people going back, looking at that era, that they wasted opportunities. At what point does this group of Braves feel somewhat like that?
Well, since they won it in 21, okay, we feel like, okay, we can check that box a little bit, but mm-hmm. I felt like last year was the year that we felt, and I know a lot of baseball fans feel the same way. Just for a point of reference, as of Tuesday's first game with the Phillies, they were up 12.5 games on the Phillies last year. Just have that in reference. Mm-hmm. Their offensive numbers were something we've never seen in baseball, and they were out in four games. So, I hope we don't look back on that, like you're saying, but there's a great, great chance when you have this level of talent and the MVP and the pitching staff, and you're done in four. I mean, last year was just atrocious. This year, you almost get an asterisk because this is impossible. You can't. No team in baseball has ever seen starters. Do you know the opening day of baseball, the starting? That we didn't even get through the first day of baseball with our starting lineup because Sean Murphy got hurt. That was it. We haven't had that lineup since. One day. It wasn't even one day.
Which injury has been the most devastating?
Ronald Acuna. Period. And then Spencer Strider, which would have Cy Young guy, but at least he's every fifth day. Ronald Acuna Jr. provides that energy in the dugout, in the play. He's why you buy a ticket to show up. He's not there. Not only is he not there, Amy, he's in California. So last week when they were playing in Anaheim, he at least was around the team. Ozzie Albies is the team leader. Austin Riley, team leader. Mm. So that's the other part. Who's in that clubhouse kind of raising hell? And I would challenge you to go to a Major League Baseball aficionado and say, tell me the starting lineup tonight for the Braves. Who is it?
Right. It's starting to look a little more like the Detroit Tigers, where it's a bunch of young guys and they don't have a lot of name recognition, but they're doing their absolute best to keep that train rolling. Yeah, the Austin Riley felt like a massive blow again on top of everything else. So we'll see where the staying power is, but they've got a lot of experience. They do have some leadership. They certainly have been through these types of things before. And as you point out, the pitching rotation could make them legit if they can just get into the playoffs, especially with a 3-game wild card. All right, you've already warmed up. Me. You're ready to go. Your show coming up at 9:00 on our Atlanta affiliate 92.9 The Game. You can follow. She called herself Sandy. I like that. I'm going to call her Sandy. Sandy on Twix at Sports Sandra. And it's just always good to have you. You're a jolt of energy on a morning when we need it. So thank you, girl. It's good to talk to you.
Amy, I really appreciate you guys having me on, and take the Noles in the 10.5 in the fan.
Right, and same thing, August 22nd, Falcons are going to win the Super Bowl. I got it. I wrote it down.
You know, you're welcome. Anybody else, if you need anything else for me, I'm available.
Have a great show. Good to talk to you.
Bye, you guys. Thank you so much.
So it's good. It's awesome to be able to get that Atlanta perspective. I know we have some very passionate sports fans that listen on our Atlanta affiliate. And Sandra, she has great perspective. She's still a rabid fan too, which I've mostly lost. I'm a fan of sports. It's just different for me anyway, having covered sports all these years and looking at it from an analytical point of view and trying to get the big picture, the national picture. It's kind of beat my fandom out of me, but I love that she still has great passion and brings that to her show, which is at a different time slot now. So begins at 9 a.m. Eastern on that Atlanta affiliate. Again, 92.9 The Game. Have we figured out the mystery of the Sports Minute? Yes, No, maybe so. Manny, did you hear what she said about you?
I've been told yes.
Very kind.
Yeah.
Thank you for earning some major brownie points with our guest.
I blushed a little bit. I'm not going to lie. Yes, I've been told that it will be taken care of.
It's only an hour late, but,
check.
Mm-hmm.
I can check if that's been cleared up, I believe, from where I'm sitting.
All right. You know what happens when you are the producer of this particular show? You have to deal with fires that break out at night, like missing equipment. You have to deal with fires that break out in the morning when the help has not arrived. Oh, yeah. There's many reasons why you do not want to work as the producer of After Hours. Many things fall on your shoulders.
I'm a great time.
Producer Pete's still on vacation, so for now it's producer Manny. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Pete McCarthy, the other.
You like that?
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
There's no negotiating now. Portal's over. Right. All negotiations history. Now we're playing football. The business side of what we do now is we have to have those conversations with them. You know, tell your agent to quit calling us and asking for more money. It's non-negotiable now. Going to start again in December. So now we're able to direct ourselves just at football, and that part is fun because there's been so much other stuff going on. It's been hard to really focus on football.
Mike Gundy is the sort who doesn't care. He doesn't give two Fs, if you know what I mean. He's going to say whatever it is that he wants to say. Now, a lot of the time, and as he gets older, and I worked with him when I was in Oklahoma 20 years ago, he is getting to the point now where he'll say it just because he knows it's going to rile people up. He does tend to put his foot in his mouth, and I don't always think that he considers the impact of his words, like the whole driving drunk incident with his player and the fact that he's done it thousands of times. Didn't love that, called him out on that. But in this case, I actually think it's refreshing to hear someone pull back the curtain a little bit on what it's like to recruit / commit money to high profile recruits or high profile transfers. And that it really does come down to the money. And so, yeah, this may be off the cuff. This may be Mike Gundy being funny. But I honestly think that in those 20 seconds, you're getting a true idea, a more accurate depiction of what it's like to be a college football coach right now in a market where you do have to bid for players. And we can call it NIL, and we can talk about how these are athletes making millions of dollars for schools to use their name, image, and likeness, or for other corporations and companies to use their name, image, and likeness, but it's a thinly veiled pay-for-play scheme. That's what it is. And the NCAA knows it. Everybody else knows it. It's really hard to get a handle on it. But I will readily admit that I was naive last year when a college football analyst mentioned something about top flight quarterbacks making $7 to $8 million. So when Mike Gundy reveals that he's relieved they can focus on football now because they're done with the business, they're done with the financial side of recruiting, they're done with agents asking for more money for their players. Like, as in, phew, we can talk X's and O's now. Well, it's a very real climate in football. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And I know there are lawsuits out there. You've got various ways that this could play out in U.S. District Court. There's a judge who is looking at the antitrust settlement against the NCAA. And that will actually be another humongous step. We've talked about it earlier in the summer. But that will open the door, presumably wide open, as in throw the floodgates open for colleges to just pay their athletes. And yeah, if you're talking about millions of dollars that has to be distributed, that's a whole nother ball of wax. I don't know anything about balls of wax, but that's a whole nother ball of wax for college administrations. I mean, you may have seen recently that Alabama is paying big money to keep a GM for its football team. Even that concept blows my mind, that a college football program would need a general manager because there's so much money that has to be handed out and divvied up and distributed in order to get the best players. So Gundy goes on to say, the good news is over the next 5 months, we can just play football. There's no negotiating. The portal's closed. All that's in the past until the next cycle. Now we're playing football. And he says, I've had to talk to my players and say to them, tell your agent to quit calling us. Tell your agent to stop asking for more money. We can't do any more negotiating. It'll start again in December. Oh, that's rough. If what you really love to do is coach football, you can understand why all of the rest of it, the circus, if you will, why that weighs on coaches and why there are some coaches who are getting out of it, maybe retiring before they would have because it's just too much. What Gundy is saying is this becomes a lot of the noise and we don't want it to be a distraction. So the agents can't, that's it. They can't ask for more money. Because right now, we're not even allowed to talk to them. Which kind of brings me full circle back to the beginning of the show. We started with some breaking news that Kirk Ferentz of Iowa, he's been suspended a game because he violated whatever recruiting standards there are in picking up his transfer quarterback, Cade McNamara. I actually didn't know it was so possible to commit recruiting violations because it feels like anything goes in college football right now. 1999, that's how long he's been at Iowa. Longest tenured FBS coach, what I didn't realize until I was doing the research last night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Always good to connect with you at A-Law Radio as well as on our Facebook page. If you missed some of the key facts that I shared about radio and how we consume it in the United States, really fascinating. I'll just drop one. The rest you're going to have to go back in the podcast and get. 8 in 10 Americans older than age 12 still listen to terrestrial radio every week. Boom! All right, we're talking about college kids. College football. Well, Bo Nix is barely removed from college. Remember, played for Oregon, before that Auburn, 24 years old. And that maturity is one thing that Sean Payton keeps referring to as he names Bo the starter for the Broncos in week one.
The larger body of work, there's certain things right now with Stiddy's experience that you see. I would say, a lot of the off schedule movement throws and I think he's been consistent and it's not really a reflection on Jared or even Zach. It's some of the things that he's been able to do pretty quickly. His arm strength down the field, all the things when we evaluated him, we're still in the beginning of this process, the development, not only of him, but the other two guys as they can help our team. And so it was the overall body of work.
Bo Nix will become the first rookie starter for the Denver Broncos since John Elway in 1983. I mean, that's not something that the Broncos do. Of course, they're willing to try anything considering the fact that they haven't made the playoffs in Super Bowl 50.
It was really cool. It's, not every day to get that news, but obviously, as a room, we've been working hard. And putting a lot of good things on film, putting a lot of good things, on the practice field. And so to get that news is definitely, a great thing. And so I'm super excited and, ready to get back to work again.
You heard Sean Payton mention Stiddy, which is Jarrett Stidham, Zach Wilson, and the fact that those two guys do bring experience to the table. But with Bo, what you're seeing is a higher ceiling. So you know what those two guys are. And while it'll be a roller coaster ride with a rookie, you know that the ceiling is higher for Bo. So that's three rookies to start week one. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.